This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the grain deal that allowed Ukraine to export grain safely through the Black Sea will not be restored until the West facilitates Russian agricultural exports. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Putin made the statement after talks with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who, along with the UN, brokered the deal seen as vital for global food supplies. Russia refused to extend the deal in July, complaining that an agreement promising to remove obstacles had not gone anywhere. Putin had said that if those commitments had been honored, Russia could return to the deal within the nearest days. Since Putin withdrew from the grain initiative, Erdogan has repeatedly pledged to renew arrangements that had helped to avoid a food crisis in parts of Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Romania's government on Monday said recent Russian strikes against ports along the Danube River had not threatened its national territory.
The drone attacks conducted by the Russian Federation did not pose any direct military threats against our national territory or Romania's territorial waters.
Romania's foreign minister. Earlier, Ukraine's foreign ministry said the drones had detonated on Romanian territory, which borders Ukraine. Two high-ranking military officers in northeast Congo have been arrested for their involvement in a crackdown on protests that left 43 people dead and dozens more severely injured. Defense and security forces in the Central African nation used lethal force last Wednesday to repress planned anti-UN protests in the city of Goma. This is VOA News. The general that led the coup in Gabon has now been sworn in as interim president. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
General Brice Oligui Nguema led military officers who seized power on August 30th. The coup, ending the Bongo family's 56-year grip on power, had drawn cheering crowds onto the streets of the capital, Libreville. However, it has also been condemned abroad. Central African Regional Bloc, ECAS, has urged partners, led by the United Nations and the African Union, to support a rapid return to constitutional order. At his inauguration, Nguema reiterated that his administration would organize free and fair elections, though gave no timetable. He has previously said the junta would proceed quickly but surely, but cautioned that too much haste could lead to elections that lacked credibility.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. United Nations commissioned experts have called for forces of a powerful Libyan military commander to stop evicting residents and demolishing their homes in the eastern Libyan city of Benghazi. The experts said in a statement Monday, the Libyan National Army has since March removed more than 20,000 residents from their homes in Benghazi. Leaders, diplomats, and global representatives have gathered in Nairobi, Kenya for the Africa Climate Summit, an event focused on addressing the devastated impacts of global warming and climate change. Mohamed Youssef reports from Nairobi.
Delegates at the conference are discussing Africa's attempts to transition to cleaner energy sources and ways to obtain financing for climate change adaptation. African countries have consistently called for developed nations to contribute greater funding to combat the adverse effect of unpredictable weather patterns. The conference will conclude Wednesday with the outcomes and reports shaping the statement that African heads of state will present at the 2023 UN Climate Change Conference, known as COP28, in the United Arab Emirates. Mohamed Youssef for VOA News, Nairobi, Kenya.
Greek firefighters say a massive wildfire that decimated vast tracts of forest in northeastern Greece over 17 days is gradually abating, although hundreds of firefighters are still tackling pockets that continue to burn. Reinforcements were sent over the weekend to battle the wildfire in the Evros region near the border with Turkey. The blaze has been blamed for the deaths of 20 people, all believed to have been migrants who had recently crossed the border. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.